Welcome to a very quick episode of the General Banter podcast. This happened last time, we were doing it for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the squeakiest door of all
today,
time.
Do you know what I literally,
that's all right.
Last time I was here, got Frank, Dutch yeah. Frank, to fucking text me.
Frank of Orange?
Yeah, Frank of Orange. I was like, text my phone because I didn't have it. And I was like, WD-40 foam strips because I was going to fucking line that door.
Yeah.
And put WD, because it's like, bang.
I'd have done the same myself.
And you know what them women are like for pissing?
Oh, Jesus.
We should get a soundbite of it first, though, in fairness, because that is quintessentially exactly what a fucking horror door sounds like, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could go travel the world and never find a door that fucking shit. Do you know?
I know, Chris Kemp was here last week, and, you know, he's quite soft-spoken, and it fucking... every time. There was also a bunch of drunk cons in here. My guests today are two of my favourite of the three guests I've ever had. Tom O'Malley and Mickle of Bartlett.
Good afternoon,
I was trying to go all Dutch on the name there. Fucked it up. I don't know what to talk about. I'm engaged now.
Fantastic,
oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
And I'm also very hungover.
You
so
should get a ring as well.
I felt slightly shortchanged or something. You know what I mean?
You're
like, this is a great day for you. Loads of, like, we got the ring and then Maureen just like ignored me for about 4 hours while she texted everybody.
Yeah.
And I was like, literally, you fucking video called me and I was like, how are you making all? I'm standing in my pants in that hotel room. All right,
I couldn't wait to get off. I was just like, well done, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have a wank, Colin. It's Halloween, you know what?
I was just fucking ruining on
you. Well, you rang me.
I should have. I'm about to come, Colin.
Like when them cunts rings, people goes, what? You fucking rang me.
Here, ring my phone, will you?
With your erect penis. So that was it. And then I was just like, get me something. You know, get me anything. Get me a coffee.
You know what? You should treat yourself, I think. Maybe a big gold fucking chain or something.
Yeah. Maureen, what gift do I get for the engagement?
Sorry,
you can have that bottle of wine I brought. That's all yours.
Get a man engagement ring, can you not? Just get
man engagement?
I bet there is man engagement rings, isn't there?
There definitely is, like.
Is there man engagement? You're dealing with a lot of wedding folk.
I could give you.
Do men get a watch or something?
Well, I think he's you get like a watch or something.
Yeah, I'll take a watch. Like,
I'll give you that. Remember that skull ring I was rocking for a while? If you don't, I've still got it. Like,
Mickey walked around like a fucking magician for a while.
Had you a skull? Did you wear it on your thumb like you were taught? You were Richard
right,
Rawlins. You're going to start.
Were
you going to start fixing up cars?
I just wore my middle finger because I thought it made my wee tiny hand look like I could fuck something up.
Fucking skull.
Yeah. And then I thought, you know, it could be like the Phantom.
The Billy Zane movie. He was fucking blind, wasn't he?
No.
Is that the blind? Is the Phantom blind?
That's Daredevil.
Daredevil, right. Same.
Stop having sex with women and join the geeks. Stop.
I'm lost completely. I've fucking...
The last
experience I had, were you there at the time we went to see Avengers, like when the first Avengers movie came out?
Yeah.
And I was the cleanest cunt in that cinema.
Yeah.
Oh, was there some hum?
Just smelly.
I was the one where, like, one of the guys calls someone else a Mulan Quim.
Yeah.
And there was like five of us. I went poof, and no one else laughed. We're like, yeah.
Yeah, I actually went to a live podcast the week before last of a friend of mine, Gordon Rochford. He has a podcast called The Conspiracy Guys.
Oh, I love that podcast.
It's brilliant. Yeah, and Gordon's shit hot. Like, talk about fucking efficient at doing things. But he said it to me, because you'll be the least geekiest person in the room. Like, it was a sugar club. And fuck me. The bang of just fucking...
Yep.
Oh, fucking just
in a seat for fucking 3 weeks.
Like, every fucker in the room, which made it weird, they all had their hand in the air. Every one of them wanted to be asked a question because they all had massive opinions on things. It was fucking phenomenal. Like, but
what was being discussed?
The end of the world, mostly. How basically fucking the Illuminati are fucking taking over. How Brexit came about. There are a couple other lads from other podcasts, sister podcasts that are in the UK and stuff like that over. And it was like, it was interesting and stuff like that, but some of the lads were starting to get a bit fucking steaming. And then some of the guests or some of the people in the audience had way too strong of fucking opinions and stuff. It was like, lads, relax, will you, for fuck's sake? Because, of course, these nerds had a couple of pints in them at this stage.
Aye.
And there's nothing more fucking dangerous than nerds with a couple of pints in them. Like.
Yeah. But just a couple.
Oh, you want to hear them talk how they'd slay the whole world if it all came to an end? And I was like, bitch, you would fucking shit.
I'm a level 15 warlock.
Yeah.
Fine.
I would throw a potion at him. I mean, like, you would, like, relax.
Jared, I'll meet you at the top of these stairs. for a slap fight and he dies halfway up.
Yeah. What are you going to do when your inhaler runs out?
Fucking Gordon came to me and asked, like, he was like, and Tom is here, healed, because they were looking for end of the world if a H-bomb dropped in the centre of Dublin right then and there, what would they need basically over the coming months?
Like, what you need?
And he walked straight to me.
Teleportation?
The lads had it all worked out, if it fell in a certain part that we would be okay if there was lead line walls, all theoretical stuff. And he came to me and it was like, I was like, what? And I started hitting him with genuine things. And you could see everybody around was like, dick. I own a gun, sorry.
Yeah. And I only have it to shoot myself.
And if I were to spend the rest of eternity with you bunch of cunts, I'd open up both fucking barrels into the top of my head, right? Inside the first...
In a bunker with the bomb.
The flash wouldn't have even gone off by the time. Yeah. The paint would still be on the side of the bomb. If I had to look at you bunch of fucking cunts. But I tell you though, the dedication to that high end, like the high end, like those people had flown in from Norway for it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But it's a serious traffic in the fair, podcast,
like, I mean, there isn't a stone unturned in that shit. Aye. You know what I mean? It's proper.
I remember listening to the Princess Diana one on a long car journey.
You crying?
And nearly late for a gig because I had to in the car going, what the that, fuck?
Had to finish that wank.
Exactly. As soon as I was like, yeah, said tunnel one more time. Well, she might have been pregnant. Oh, fucking yes.
That's my problem with, like...
That was dark. Sorry, guys.
No, that's fine. That's where it's going.
My problem with the conspiracy guys is, like, everything... They can't let anything slide.
That's because it's all... Colin, don't fucking be a sheep, man.
You see, I suppose... Yeah, don't be such a... Yeah. Such a
sheep. You've got your pinky up and you're drinking that coffee. He's one of them.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Scum.
Get one of those. But it will be. It'll be like
someone will buy a fucking packet of crisps and you'll be like, you know, crisps contain fucking fluoride and they're killing babies or something. You're like, no.
Aye.
But I've got a
cousin who's that mad into it. He recently told me that the reason there's more gay people in the world is because they're putting stuff in the water to stop you breeding. I was like, mate, we're away now. Like,
wow.
Bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more gay people in the world because no one kills them anymore.
Exactly.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't burn them.
And they've got hotter and AIDS is under control. Yeah.
People with AIDS die of old age now. Michael,
car accidents, old age. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Plane crashes, whatever. Yeah.
Something in the water, make them dead.
But you have to do it. This is the thing. Like I was saying it to him. Like, because I'm on to do one. I think, but I want to do a fucking mental one about lizard people or something like that. Like, but or North Korea, because I'm kind of half obsessed with North Korea.
Aye.
But I was saying when is it? He goes, man, we just got to keep on churning these things out because people love it. Like,
serious, like, because what are they, like, 6 hours long? Most of them,
yeah. And like, even he has two more now as well. He has the spin-off one, the murder.
What'd you say? They're 6 hours long.
Yeah.
They're brilliant though.
But he pumps them out like once a fortnight. But he has shorter ones now and he's like murder ones. Like, and it's, Jesus Christ, I was into do about this one motherfucker. And it was essentially everything fucked up in the world. Everything fucked up in the psycho mind. This guy ticked all the boxes. Mm. Eating his own shit, eating other people's shit, no. Stabbing his dick.
That's one of the boxes.
Yeah, like that. Oh, no, it's right. Like, oh, did you not? You ticked that box as well?
I haven't seen
the form. Stabbing his own dick. I was literally going to talk. What's that, Mindhunter? Mindhunter? Seen that on Netflix about like the origin of like serial killer sort of behavior study.
Oh yeah.
But like there was one dude and they were trying to say, like, you know, obviously things happen to you when you're like learning to get boners.
Yeah.
And that kind of sticks with you. Like his teacher used to kick her shoes off and he's getting wee boners looking at her feet going, oh god, and then later on he's like fucking a high heel.
Yeah.
But like it's interesting.
But that was him as well.
If I knew that as a woman, I would be doing weird shit to like prepubescent teens.
Just to fuck with. I'd be
like just farting right in their face. So that, like, later in life, all this weekend is doing is, like, just walking behind people's arses, like, please, just
stand there and lift all this.
If you were to do it smart, you'd just start asking youngsters for money. Because knowing full well when they start getting horns as later, it's just, I'll only get horny if I have to give you money. They would have it down to a fucking tea. But that's me getting too fucking serious about the thing. But apparently this guy, Albert Fish, that was another...
Oh, he was a mad cunt.
That was him. Oh, yeah. That was him, was Albert Fish. And it was like...
Bertie Fish?
Yeah. Every fucking thing like that. It's like, Albert, you could have left a few things off the list.
He abducted a couple of kids, but he sent their parents, like, detailed letters about how he ate them.
Yeah, he ate them.
Like, I remember reading that in a book, like, one of those serial killer books. And getting to the end of that one is the most... I remember feeling, like, kind of fucked up about it. But getting to the end of it and going, Jesus Christ, that was fucking... Oh.
Well,
and
for
then
me,
thinking, I hope the next one's good.
But for me, I was getting to the end of the podcast with Gordon and I was going, I have to fucking call horseshit on some of this. Like, Some of this. You can't, like, he had this thing where he used to love, like, obviously diddling children, eating children and killing them and stuff. But he loved...
Obviously, standard.
But he had this other thing then where he used to stick like paraffin soaked cotton buds up his hole and light fire. Like, well, sure, how many times are you going to get through that one? Like, how many through? How many?
Do you know what that? That
that's
was
a
pre,
one time
that,
only.
That was pre Jackass. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Here you go.
Hey, I'm Albert Fish. I'm going to fuck this kid.
My name is Johnny Knoxville.
He's going to firework up his fucking piss hole.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough.
Got a paraffin soaked cotton mask.
Bertie Fish driving it around in a fucking Lamborghini later on in life. Yeah. He's made that much fucking money.
Fucking hell.
Outrageous.
That song's in my head all day now as well.
Bertie Fish. Gotta be dumb, you gotta be tough. I'm so hungover, lads.
Yeah,
I'm a wee bit dying.
What did you were you drinking last night as well?
A couple, but it was like my girlfriend got back from she was doing the Halloween parade in Derry, so she got back home about 10, and then we went to a house party at 11:30.
Was everybody steaming?
No. They were all in town watching the parades and stuff as well. So
okay,
went to their house.
Did you dress up?
Basically, dressed up as the guy from the Heartbad because I didn't. So just put a shirt and tie on.
You.
And perfect. Last.
Wow,
yeah,
that's I couldn't think of anything.
And then. I just had a couple, but you know one of those hangovers you just don't deserve it?
Yeah.
I haven't earned this.
Yeah. Get fucking smashed. Did you get smashed last night?
As well,
oh, yeah.
Did you?
Well,
what are you celebrating to do, like, so?
Yeah, well, we went and got that ring, and then Maureen was drinking the whole way. Like, they bring you champagne. It was fucking smooth.
Oh, when the,
it was
like,
so smooth. Like, walked in, and this guy...
About 2 hours later, what the fuck is
that? No, this guy just walked up, and he was like, how can I help you? And I was like, we're looking at engagement ring. He goes, cool. Would you like to come through the engagement room? And I went, yes, straight to this busy shop. Like, out the back, sits down, do you want a champagne or anything? Like
in what environment does that ever fucking happen? Like, unless they're trying to rifle through your pockets.
Can you technically go in there pre-drinking and not actually buy a ring?
That's what I thought. Just walk into engagement rings and just be like, these are all shit. We're going to be a while here. Give me the bottle there.
Aye.
Fuck's sake. And then you're 2.5 bottles of Prosecco deep.
We're just going to go to the Argos.
Just fucking dropping rings and coffees. I'm sorry, but that's a one dear. Is this a real price? Or is this Dracula?
Not even going with you.
I know.
And how
is this with you and three mates? This is me and Mickey and Tom. We're all getting married at the same time. Right. So
stack.
Gay as fuck. Gay as fuck.
Yeah.
It's legal down south.
And how long did she get through? Oh yeah, is it to be passed up here or what's the fucking crap?
No, it hasn't been passed up here.
Are they going to have a run at it? No?
I don't think so. I don't think the DUP is ever going to let it go through.
But I feel like it's a case of they probably would, but now they would be going back in them. They'd be flip-flopping, as they say. There's plenty of them who probably don't give a shit, but it's like, nah, you gotta...
It'll be interesting to see what happens, though, with, like... Because I was hearing on the radio tonight, they're talking about kind of almost direct rule, because they're not in government at the minute.
Yeah.
So I reckon if it becomes direct rule, they might have to just go, well, fuck yous, gay marriage is legal, and have all the abortions you want, girls.
Why fucking not? Fuck's sake. So how much...
Vape life.
How much booze did she get?
She got about 3 or 4 glasses of champagne. Then we went to the hotel, got free cocktails there, and we were like gonna have a couple of drinks, then go for dinner. That never happened because the guy was like, you know, one of those barmen where he's like, I said, oh, give me an old fashioned. He's like, great choice, that's one of my favorites. You know,
this was invented
because some guy wanted to fucking bloody blah, and he's like, I want oranges and whiskey, and there you go. And he, this whole
I'll fucking make it myself.
Yeah,
Jesus.
And then the next thing, someone
it's called an old fashioned, not a shut the fuck up cunt.
Yeah, then Maureen was like, I'm making an espresso martini, and he goes, well, there was an actress one time who.
Oh,
wanted to get fucked up, but also stay up, and this is work. And you're like, mate. And then he made some fucking rhubarb cocktail, which was delicious, but is absolutely exploding out of my asshole.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Scutter chuck eye.
No, just absolute.
Nobody's built for those fucking things, anyway. Nobody is.
Like rhubarb does make you shit.
Oh, there was actually rhubarb in it. This wasn't just a funny metaphor for some fucking weird drink.
No, actual rhubarb.
We call this a rhubarb and custard because basically it's just a sweet.
Because you'll bleed red shit out of your hole
and yellow pus.
Didn't need that one, boys. Did not need that one.
Yeah, it was full trash. Like, oh my, there was the most tense moment of all time where this guy ordered like 2 pints of Guinness, and he sort of was like, yeah.
In the engagement room?
No, this is beside us in the bar. He's like, yeah, they want the greatest pints of Guinness. And then the guy was like, yeah, well, that's because basically, why tell him that? Why go, well, we ran out of gas, and then I just scraped it off the top of the bar into the cup. And then they had this real stalemate of the, he's like, would you like more Guinness? And the guy's like, yeah, I'll try it with the new pump. And he's like, okay. And it was like listening to like a couple argue right beside you over two fucking Guinness. And then the second one came out, and one of the heads was about that size, and the other one was about that size, which is a trend that is now happening on my Snapchat, where if someone gets a pint with a big head, they send it to me and go, to McCann pour this? And I've had about 18 of them.
Why is McCann...
He's got just a giant, head.
Fucking head.
He's a 99 merchant, is he?
No, just... Not when it comes to pouring pints.
Oh, just because
he's
got
a giant head.
I tell you, if he ever shaved his head...
I mean,
the hair is doing a good kind of job. It's framing it and kind of keeping it in the background. It's
I like love putting, the nose, yeah.
It's like putting a big tractor into a barn.
Aye.
It doesn't look as big unless it's out into the field. Once he shaves his head, that's a John Deere head if ever I saw it.
You're like Sam Neill in Jurassic Park, just getting to the bottom and going,
imagine
look at that.
His head on my body.
Fucking hell.
Fuck, I just keep on falling over.
Oh, his head on his own body.
You would die in your sleep like that girl with the giant tits.
Who died in her sleep with giant tits?
Lolo Ferrari.
Oh, is that how she died?
Didn't she get sued by Ferrari? Because her real name wasn't Ferrari. And then she was taking their name into disrepute.
Imagine...
I heard she got sued by Kerry Mead because she wasn't Lolo.
she was going to go for Lolo Balbo, but it didn't fucking work.
You're not 5% saturated fat lion, bitch.
That's plastic. It's plastic tits. That'd be a shitter, just rolling over in your tits and dying.
It might happen to me. I've been close enough a few times. I've seen the light once or twice.
You have a dream that you're being choked and you wake up and your tits around your neck.
Exactly, yeah. It's fucking bras hanging off the headboard.
I woke up with Mickey's tits around my fucking face.
He was in Cork too.
I fell asleep again this morning in the hotel and dreamt that I'd burnt my ball bag.
What?
And you know what?
You woke up, you were straightening your cock.
Yeah. Out of the trouser press. You know what you do? I did that one time. I was like, my fucking alarm went off on my phone, and I turned the alarm off, and I held my phone like this, fell asleep, dreamt that I had a tattoo. Someone's given me a tattoo, and they give it like on my hand for some fucking reason, and they hit a nerve, and my whole hand went like this. And they were like, oh shit, that's happened to you. You've got that, whatever the name of the nerve was. Right. And I was like, what's that? They were like, one in like a billion people have it, and we've just hit that nerve, and your hand's gone all fucked up. And I woke up, and I was basically just leaning like lengthways on my phone like that. Asleep and had like a dead hand. Worst story of all time, Kyle.
I remember once falling asleep on both arms, and they both fell asleep, and I couldn't get my face out of the pillow. It was like I had to flounder for a week. It was fun.
I once touched my cock accidentally off of herself's hair straightener.
Ah!
That had just been plugged out. It was like just the side of the shaft, just got a little tip of it. I swear to God, it took about.
Were they lying on the bed?
They were on the floor. Just, you know. No, I swear to
Thomas on the wardrobe.
Tom doing his yoga in the morning. Doing a worm across the floor.
Just flagellate. It's for all the sins that I committed the night before. It was just to get it out of the system. But yeah, it was down the shaft and it was like, nowhere else have I seen skin so ridiculously sensitive. Like, it's.
Oh, yeah.
It took almost 6 months for it to go away.
What does dick meat smell like when it's cooking?
Delicious.
Hang around.
I don't know, I've never gone that fast.
I like dick sushi. Just raw and on rice.
I'm Albert Fish, welcome to the
What's the worst cock injury you've had, Mick? Did you do a banjo string?
Banjo, yeah. Didn't snap it, but it like tore it.
Oh,
how does that work?
What, did it like spring down the side of it the same way like a rope?
It was still attached.
Like a rope in that film Cliffhanger, you know the way it just starts.
Yeah, a bit like that. I suppose that's the best way to describe it.
How?
Bleeds like fuck.
Driving fucking hard.
Yeah. No, I was trying to put a condom on too quick and just yanked an awful lot of skin back trying to get this bad boy on.
Man, you're under pressure.
Went for it anyway, like. And then tried to blame it on the girl. Like, are you on your period, you dirty bitch?
After filling the bag up with blood, you dirty cunt.
I remember one of the hardest I ever laughed was a mate of mine telling me about a similar, like. And it's always like, is this me or you?
Right.
And she was like, I don't know. And like sat in the bed. And he's like, get the fuck off. She's like, all right. Moves over to his computer seat. He's like, fucking stop sitting down on things. Bleeding all over the fucking place here. Jesus Christ. That's a nightmare. I did the worm once, wearing a pair of buttonfly jeans and literally nipped my dick skin. That's the worst I've ever done.
Yeah.
No real sex injuries though.
I caught it in the zipper one time. When I was a kid. Like, I remember going for a pitch with it, like a bit of a lob on, like. And so I wasn't used to putting it away at that size.
you don't throw it, you gotta kind of poof it up and tuck it down. They don't.
You're putting away a sword.
Yeah, white blokes. White blokes don't normally have to stress about these things. Like,
yeah, just once or twice.
Throw it back in.
Yeah. Take care of it. I'll just let go of your pants.
Yeah. Get back to making money.
Gotta take it out sideways and realign it straight.
Yeah, go for a piss like Rory McIlroy, like you side on.
Your deck leg, mate, got a bend in it, got a bit of a bend.
It had a bit of a bend for a while, but I think that was mainly due to masturbation. It was kind of like,
really?
It just erosion, like
repetitive strain. Yeah.
It's like an oxbow lake, just over time.
Settled out rightly, now, to be honest with you, the left hand side seems to.
Like if you just take curls in one arm for their whole fucking life.
it's sneaky wanks, is what it is. Just you're looking out one side of their fucking bedroom, just got pulling off to the side. Yeah. That's what it is. Now that you have your own place, you can just drag it up to your chin all you want.
Yeah, you got the misdirection look. Like when you play football and you're trying to go around someone, you're like, what's that, mate?
Nutmeg.
You're doing that, you're not making your own cock.
What's going on over there? Just slinging one to the right.
Oh, I love wanking.
It's the best, isn't it?
It really is.
It's quality.
I mean, I don't think it would matter how much riding you were getting. You'd still be like, can you clear off for fucking an hour?
An hour, more life.
Because really... It's some me time, all right?
Just gonna blast one out.
By me time, I mean 14 tabs.
Even if it is, even if you're down to just dust and you're blowing sparks out the end of your car, you'll still pull the fucking bearings out of yourself. I'm in my mid-30s now, still.
Yeah, doesn't make definitely. You get to that point, I'm running out here, I'm gonna have to start pressing the gooch. Like, there we are.
Like, so, you know, people are like, what's the most wanks you've had in the day? And you're like, just when the clock runs out, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
if constantly.
There was 28 hours in a day,
yeah,
there'd be more, but there's just sometimes there's not enough.
Yeah, and we get to the point where your cock is the equivalent of spitting through your teeth. Like,
yeah,
that's it.
No, when you yawn, the spit comes out. You're like, yeah.
Your saliva gland just shoots like those snakes that can spit from a distance. Yeah.
Nah, you get to the point where it's literally just like, there's like a baby's runny nose. Where it's just kind of like,
yeah.
That's gross. You
it
know?
Totally is. We're
we started off with Albert
Birdie Fish. Welcome to Jackass.
It was never going to go any other way, was it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dirty bastards.
Dirty bastards. 20 minutes. Well done, lads.
Hell, Flanders?
I was Galway the other week. You were in Galway. Were you last week?
No, I got snubbed. No biggie. No biggie.
No biggity.
It's all right. I'm going over with to tour with Tom Stade the week after next.
Oh, deadly.
That should be good crack. So we're at Edinburgh and Liverpool.
Crack.
So I say tour, it's two nights, but it should be good fucking crack anyway. Fucking like, nice.
Line your stomach for that one.
I know. Aye. I know. I know. I'm bringing fucking sandwiches just in case they don't have them over there. So just, you know.
Mug of tea.
Mug of tea. Big flask.
Have I spoken to you since in person since the last time we were down at your house? No.
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 I don't know. I've tried to tell that story about the deaf country singer on stage a couple of times.
Oh my god!
It was hilarious. You told me that was hilarious.
I got friends in low places,
a boy named who?
Oh man! Like it was. Yeah.
What?
I was
the
fucking
fuck?
Like, steaming, sure. I was steaming.
Your wife made the bit. Like if she opened the fucking. Thing that a
piss head chipper is what you're
saying. What she made was incredible. It looked like a fucking, you could call it a platter.
No.
You know, if they sold it in Laveries, it'd be like, it's a piss head platter. It was just like chips, a couple of goujons, like a fucking, what was it, like a hot dog or something? Like it was a pile of shit on a plate. Starting. I had a picture of it. I did take a picture of it.
Nothing to do with the 10-hour brisket that I fucking put effort into.
No, I've been looking at your Instagram with just.
Oh yeah, there was no mention of the brisket there.
Yeah, motherfucker. Herself bangs this fucking couple of Iceland fucking bits into the fucking and all of a sudden she's revered.
Oh, ambassador.
How much time did she spend cutting those potatoes into smiley faces? Because they were fucking unbelievable.
I've never seen Colin spelt out in chips before. It's the personal touches.
And is this custom spaghetti pieces?
Is this organic tomato ketchup?
Are these turkeys twizzled?
The brisket was ridiculous though.
Yeah, it did come out. You'll have to come down.
Definitely.
You'll have to come down.
And the surprise one was the chicken. The little smoked chicken legs.
Yeah. They killed. Yeah. You didn't think they were going to come out as nice as they did you?
I just, you know, it's a chicken leg. You're like, whatever. And then you add it, you're like,
Well, now with a stag do the plan, we're going to blow shit up in Tom's house and get blocked.
Yeah. Blood I got a lot of fucking deer that need shooting, so.
I've got a lot of fucking anger to take out as well. I bring my katanas just in case I run out of ammo.
Now, which one, Mick? Because Mick has a collection of fucking katanas.
I only like have two. Like those, I've got the main one on the backup. Like
those assholes in that bunker.
Have you got
don't worry, guys. I will slice our way out of this piece of trouble.
Of course he is. Was it Michelangelo that had the katana?
No, nonjux, but I've got those too. If you need a.
Oh my god, have you got stars as well?
No,
you're actually pretty decent with the nunchucks.
I can look like I can use them, but I don't think if anybody came to fight me, I'd be all hold them a second while I run.
If anybody came to fight Bruce Lee and he had nunchucks, you'd probably just walk through them, would you not? Who are you? Doing damage?
You could fuck somebody up with them, like. It's basically a wee baseball bat tied to another wee baseball bat. When you think about
like
it,
like a little souvenir one you get from Tenerife.
Yeah. That says Tenerife on the side of it. Yeah, yeah.
There's a dolphin on it. You guess you need a fucking break a child's knee. Fucking unbelievable. My granny had a pile of them.
What? Nunchucks?
You know, like little baseball bats
and giant pencils.
And a chubba chup that would do more damage than the fucking katana. Those giant fucking...
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Like, you're not allowed weapons on an airport, but you could pick up a fucking chubba chup and brain somehow all worked in fucking you this perfume.
You tell me you couldn't beat somebody to death with a fucking set of hair straighteners? Yeah, you probably could fucking fuck people up with whatever you really want.
You could choke
really
somebody in a seat with one of those necklaces with a wee grain of rice, your name on it as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is this some sort of clue?
Yeah. Fucking Kenny did this.
Who was this? Uncle Ben?
He's clearly Asian, whoever it is.
Yeah. You'll tell them Danny the Fish said hello. Who the fuck they get Danny the Fish in a greener? That's amazing. How do you get the blue water in it?
Incredible. Turn it around. Are those fucking...
I'm choking on flame here.
We were in Amsterdam. Did you ever see the, like, obviously, like, the dirty playing cards that
you get? Yeah, yeah.
And we just walked past... They're so, you know, like in Amsterdam. Have you been to Amsterdam?
No, I'm going a couple of weeks.
They're trying to gentrify the place, actually, at the minute. They're trying to shut down a lot of the... They're raising the prices of everything, like the Huas and all the rest of it. They're trying to gentrify the fucking place.
It's like so seedy, but it's like dated seedy, you know what I mean? To the point where you're like, why have that? You go to a sex museum, it's like, come in here and look at dirty mags.
I just stand outside and use the free Wi-Fi, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Spunk one into a fucking cactus in your lobby.
just on Anne Frank's fucking bed there. Sorry, lads.
What the fuck was I going to say there? Oh my god. Oh yeah, there was like this shop sold all this dirty sex shit, like old stuff. One of them was like an apron with a big fake cock hanging off. It was pretty cool, but there was a...
Just so you know
a
your place.
A set of those little...
get into that kitchen and sort yourself out.
Shut out the fucking oven door all the time. But there was a set of cards, and the guy in the front, these were like gay ones, and the guy in the front was like, you know, like you would kneel down to take that, like, NWA.
Did he look like you?
No. No, he didn't, actually. But he was laying down, and his dick and balls were pretty much on the ground.
Jesus.
As if to be like...
Like my balls.
Big old cock. So when I squat a bit, it touches the floor, and it was like curled up like a snake.
Jesus Christ.
But also... Wash your dick after that.
Aye.
Don't have your dick on the floor. Chrissy Bowes balls, that's what they were like.
Chrissy Bowes balls. It's the longest balls in history, that man.
Go away. I was out shooting this morning, I swear to God. I've never seen balls on a dog like the fucking dog this morning. Your man was giving out, he's like, the fucking dog is tick cunt. And it was like, the dog was doing his best. Like, it was a bit fucking stupid. And we got two pheasants in the end, but I could not take my... Like, I almost missed him because the dog's nuts were the size of two clementines.
What sort of dog was it?
It was like a fucking spaniel. But it was, fuck, like this poor cunt, if his mind wasn't in the right place, it's clearly because he hasn't shot a load in a long time.
Yeah, and he's emptied, like...
Like, I've never seen nuts. Like, ball, like dog to ball ratio.
Like he was on a space hopper?
Like this thing, like he was a 40-pound fucking boar. You know what I mean? Like this is... It was fucking the poor. I was like, this fucker was giving out, like, he's an older guy and he cuts the lawns. He's like, you want to go shooting? I went, yeah, all right. You say yeah when fellas ask you if that ever happens in your life. An old man goes, you want to go shooting? Go fucking shooting, because. But he's
coming back.
Yeah, but the fucking dog, fucking poor cunt. Like, I've never seen
catching its bag on the fence.
It was catching its bag on everything. Like the size, like proper. Proper fucking way bigger than a man's balls, and this dog wasn't a foot and a half off the ground. Like, think about that ratio.
Were
like,
they wee hairy balls or were they big shiny pink balls?
They're big shiny pink balls, like, so they stuck out a fucking country mile. Of course, the pheasants could probably see the cunt from fucking 20 miles away. Like, just what are those big shiny nuts over there?
It's a fucking baboon, Jesus.
I did that one day in our living room because Maureen had lit the fire, and it's the room's way too small for a fucking stove in it. Like, and it was boiling. I was sitting on the laptop on my fucking lap, and I was like, my legs are on fire here. Stood up, just whipped my jeans off. I just, you know, sat back down with the thing really quick. Like,
oh, no. No, no, no.
I was typing away, you know, and then I was like, it's way too fucking warm in here. And I lifted the thing off, and whatever way it sat down, just my bag had come out. And then as I sat down, they sort of yanked tight, and just the dick was trapped inside. But the balls were so taut and pink. Do you know what I mean? They were like so shiny. They looked fake, like fake balls. You know, like if you chewed bubble gum and blew a bubble. That's my ball bag was like pink, shiny. I was like, Maureen, come here.
Quick, bye.
Shoot my bag.
I'm going to take you out fucking shooting with me tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Send you off into a beet field looking for fucking pistons.
Oh, Colin. Come by, Colin.
He's a tick cunt.
Tick cunt of a young fella, that fucking Colin. That, but Jesus. He's some bollocks on him.
Put a set of spaniel ears on me just to fucking not scare the other dogs.
Give me your paw. Good Colin.
Pissing up again, shit my leg up.
I'm Colin Geddes.
Welcome to Jack. Down, down, down. It's running the distance, get shot by fucking farmers. I feel like we should wrap this up.
I
should
like it. But a section in the room there.
The thing is, they're letting people in, and it's not even supposed to be open to half.
Fuck me, yeah.
It's
20 past.
They've started this new thing in Laveries where you can come in from 7:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if I like it.
And they made the place kind of look like a...
like a sweaty sauna.
Yeah. What's the deal there? It's like... do they do barbecue food now or something? Because the place looks like the inside of a cabin.
No, they used to do like some rib type things, but they cut
them. Where's all the porn set fucking seats that were here where we're sitting now? Where do you even dispose of that?
Colin's kitchen, they just give it to him.
I would fucking love that shit.
That'd be class.
I love the purple velvet.
But it had, the seats had that kind of cum wipe down fucking surface.
Oh, that thing.
That was necessary.
Loads of plenty of that.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
They just didn't even clean, they squeegeed it down the gap. Shook it down. Do you ever go places and you're like, I know this is all cum?
Hey, dude, yeah, we lived quite close to a
cum river.
Cum river. It was a sex shop in Dublin 8. And it's right, it's like, I'm guessing the building is owned by Guinness and it's still there, but they have like still booths to go in and have a fucking wank in the middle of the day.
Fucking
like,
hell.
Like, I don't, again, it's like old, it's like who, you know, fuck's sake, the internet, like whatever, right. But who's squeegeeing down that fucking. Because there's nobody going in there with care of, you know, what they do. Because they're walking away ashamed anyway. So
I've been in...
You know they're mucking all over the walls and every
fucking hell.
But I've been in changing rooms in clothes shops that I've just had dudes trying on jeans for the last... well, so
smell of balls and such.
It smells like shit.
Yeah.
And no one's... well, hopefully no one's fucking pulling the bar off himself like that.
Right.
But that's the fear.
If they were... but there'd be the odd like amount of sock jobs dished out in fucking places like that.
No, but my thing is like... the fucking
trust me, the
amount of lads that tried on the jeans before you were like, because working in the fucking buildings for years, the amount of cunts that didn't bother with jocks at all.
Yeah,
they're just big fucking sweaty nutsack rubbing off the inside, and some Teresa comes over and folds it back up and goes, "Oh, they're not for you, are they?" and puts them back on the fucking shelf. And then,
there's been a couple of times I've tried stuff on, like even you know,
still
like,
wet in the crotch.
No, but even like tops and stuff, you kind of like if you're going, you've got fucking time to kill before a gig or something, but you're fucking traveling all day, and you're like. Stink out by a new t-shirt.
Yeah,
and you've tried it on and gone, no, that doesn't fit, and took it back off and thought, I've definitely soiled that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's no way that's
sure.
going back.
Yeah.
Like,
if that was found in a murder scene, they'd catch you in 2 fucking
totally.
Seconds. Like, yeah.
By the way, I don't know if we could speak for anyone else, but I never sweat more than if I'm trying on jeans.
Aye.
It's like a fucking workout.
It's a fucking disaster.
Like, I've literally been standing with, like, a bead
it's
of sweat.
It's
drip
the
on.
Lights in the fucking room or something, because they're... it's like being
well,
on stage.
I think it's unless you're a bloke that really likes fucking shopping, you're mentally under pressure too. Like,
yeah,
you're like, can we get this situation fucking done with? Because I fucking cannot abide shopping.
Aye.
I can't like anything. Well, I'll pull rocks out of a fucking quarry with my bare fucking hands for a day before I do that shit. Like, it's just
it's rough. But I can shop. I can go in and buy something and leave.
Yeah. Whereas,
like Maureen doesn't like shopping. She likes looking for 9 hours.
Louise is the same.
I buy all
right. Natasha's the same. She says, no, I'm not into shopping, aren't you? Aren't you lucky I'm not one of them girls? I'm like, but you could easily, you can drag every moment out of that shop. Aye. She can wring every bit of goodness out of that shop.
I can look at Louise and go, how long can you be in a Yankee Candle shop before you just buy the fucking same candle you have? Like, I've got a headache standing here. Come on to fuck.
Oh, here's Sea Breeze.
Right. That's what the shopping centre, like in Lurgan, used to have a pub in it. So... whenever it came to, like, these are just all the blokes just go,
why
fuck
don't
it,
they all have that?
You should, like,
there was one, Mahon Point in Cork had one as well, and it was, I was only talking about it to, oh, I don't know who it was, what's that girl's name again that was delivering the coffee?
Jane.
But it was, or did I say it? It was called Bennigan's. It was an American Irish themed.
Oh, yeah, you started talking,
It lasted 6 months, and they did fucking ridiculously rank fucking things that only a spastic would buy. food wise, which I did. Like, there was a deep fried triple cheese fucking sandwich. They made a sandwich covered in batter and deep fried it.
Fuck.
Like a fucking asshole. And whatever they were, whatever tractor they got the fucking oil out of, they fucking deep fried. I was sick for 2 fucking days. One of the, and I have a stomach like fucking ceramic, but this fucking shit.
Jesus Christ.
But what kind of a dick would open a fucking pub, but it's actually themed? It's an American themed Irish bar. Like, go fuck yourself. It looked very like that bar. Do you remember from Waiting? Remember that Ryan?
I love that film.
It's fucking brilliant. The one where they're all showing each other their nuts. Do you remember
Shenanigans?
That?
Oh yeah,
Shenanigans. That's essentially what it was.
That is one of the like most underrated films.
Fucking amazing!
You told me about that movie. It's fucking
amazing
brilliant.
Movie. Yeah.
The Batwing and the fucking brain and all. That's what I had with the hot bollocks the other day. The brain. The brain. No, the Batwing's when you pull it so tight you can see through.
And what was the goat? Oh, that's when you look backwards through. They're all doing, and I keep on getting sent on Snapchat like lads doing, you know, the fucking
the man
like,
in the middle hand thing.
And it was, well, that's at least 20 fucking years old anyway, lads. But take it up a fucking notch if you're gonna do that shit. Show me your balls.
Put a cock. Put a cock in that hand.
Show me your balls, you fucking faggot.
And on that note.
I'm going to shamelessly promote my gig that's on just before your one at the Museum of Comedy on
November. Right, I thought you were talking about this
one. Oh, yeah, well, I'm fucking late for that unless it's not going out live, is
no,
it?
No,
no. Never do live.
I don't have the capabilities.
Yet.
Yes.
You're there November 30th, is it?
Yeah.
And I'm 25th.
November 30th, I'm in the Mac, if anybody wants to.
November 30th. Is this all the same date? You're in the Mac. McCann's in the Mandela Hall. I'm in Museum of Comedy. You're in Museum of Comedy.
When's your Ulster Hall show?
16th of December.
Fuck, I think I'm in Scotland for that.
And then the Limelight's the very next day.
I'm training to be a pento queen.
Fuck it.
During all of December, yeah. I'm back doing the... Well, no, I'm not. I'm back doing... I've actually got a more kind of a respectable role this year. I'm playing Dandini in Cinderella. And they've basically written the entire thing around fucking that ridiculous, unbelievable Zach. The whole way through it, I've been saying, quite literally saying things like, yes, I'm dying from that beer last night.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't believe my luck. It was like... And your man, the director was like, so we're thinking, and he was just kind of showing it to me. It was like, you're fucking joking me. You've written Jesus this just sounds like me.
Brilliant.
It just fucking sounds like me. But it was, and poor, we were there yesterday for the photo launch, and Samantha Mumba is the big star. Oh, like,
pick that name off the floor for you there.
There you go. There you go. No, she's back on the scene again, but in fairness, she seems sound, but at sea when it came to like, who the fuck is this guy? Because all the rest of them knew me. And even the media people knew me. Like, but she was like, she just flew in from LA. She's like, who's this? You know, I'm pretty sure she was being very polite, but I'm guessing there was an element where she's going, who the fuck is this cunt? Making all the jokes.
I used to be Samantha Mumba.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate famous cunts.
Body to body. Smash. That was on that
theory. Right,
yeah. How much money did she make off that fucking death?
I don't know.
Death video.
Out the windscreen bounce along.
But
she
didn't write that song either, did she?
No. That's an older version.
That's a David Bowie song.
David Bowie, yeah. Of course it's David Bowie. I didn't know that at all.
Much did she give a fuck either.
Aye.
Yeah, if you're making a ball of money, who gives a fuck? Actually, she's going to be on the podcast anyway, so I can't.
Is she?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do, because like, we're going to be together, all of us, for 5 fucking weeks, training and doing the fucking thing. So I've... Dale Cronin, he was in a... Like, you've never seen boy band fame, like... And his boy band days are behind him, like... Aye. He now has a dance school on a car. But, like, he tweeted me just one day on the way to... Again, it was a press launch for this thing. He was, like, off to fucking hang out with Tom or whatever. He tweeted me, and I swear to God, my phone vibrated. I opened it. It was in my hand, all in the space of 2 seconds. There was already 9 retweets. Within the hour, there was 450 retweets.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what
I don't know if I'd have had 450 my whole fucking Twitter career.
Yeah, and I had 17 months. I was like, I'm gonna be famous, mother. Yeah.
But and it's purely from those days. Like, people will like girls have changed their surname to like Cronin, and it's a lad from fucking Tip.
And what band was he in?
He was in Hometown, they were called, and they supported a lot of the bigger names. And things were going all right for him, and then a few shit decisions were made, and then the band broke up. And he was like, we could have fucking made some serious money, like he's but. It went to shit. But in fairness, he got on Dancing with the Stars on RT, made a fucking fortune on that, and springboarded his name to now he's going to open in 2 fucking dance schools. So at 23, he's doing all right, like, you know what I mean? And he's the lead in this panto, like. But it's fucking bizarre to see. Like, there's 3 or 4, like, we'll call them phantom accounts that followed me on Twitter and Facebook just with his name.
Aye.
And he's like, I don't know who the fuck they are. They're people in...
Just bots?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
The bizarreness of it, like.
It's a weird world, the world of show business.
But just girls, like, in fucking places like Hull going, I love you, fair play to you, lads. You're like, who the fuck are, what? Yeah.
All the best.
And you reply to everybody, cheers, yeah. Love. Like,
good on you. Fair play to you.
Show me your balls.
You tech cunt.
All right, lads, I'm going to go for a smoke.
All right, let's go here. Cheers for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Yeah, let's go on. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Colin.
Okay. Tell jokes.
Just, we're currently all holding hands right now.
Yep.
Namaste, motherfuckers.
I'm turgid at the base.
And I've just come.
Right. Let's go.